Assalamu alaikum. This is Maliha Teaches for Muslim Health Talk. What exactly does Muslim Health Talk mean? It means nourishing our body, nourishing our soul, nourishing our mind, and nourishing our heart. And the best way of doing that is following the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and instilling it in our daily life. Let's get started. Bismillah.
Episode number 2, why mom needs a really good friend or friends. Hello there, moms. Moms running around multitasking all day long, I'm talking to you. Thank you for joining me for another episode on Muslim Mom Talk podcast. I'm Amina. Okay, let's talk about girlfriends and why we really need them. Some of you might say, I already have a good friend, my husband, and that's why I married him. That's fine in the beginning of your marriage when it's just you and him and everything's running nice and smoothly. But as soon as you have a few kids, I mean, alhamdulillah, are blessed with a few children and cross all over a few hurdles here and there, things begin to change. As moms, we take on this role of motherhood and we don't always have the same questions and concerns as our other half. Yes, we are still partners in crime, but they're not necessarily someone we can take advice from, or at least not the kind of advice that you need as a mom. I know life can be busy, and I remember a time where I just wanted my own space and to be left alone. It was immediately after I realized that a certain friend was sucking the life out of me. Little did I know that she was what we call toxic. I was really drained and hurt by the experience. When I figured it out, I decided I was better off alone. I felt like I couldn't trust any female around me. You see, the downside to being a nurturing and caring individual is that we attract people who just want a free ride. That's not the kind of friend I'm speaking about. That's not a friend. That's like a parasite. That's someone you want to avoid at all costs. Once you've reached the wisdom of realizing what type of person that is, you will know not to allow yourself to make that mistake ever again. The friend I'm speaking about is someone you can trust, someone who you want to talk to, and someone who totally understands you and does not judge you. Why is this so important? Well, let's face it. We are women, and we love to talk about our problems and our achievements. We share ourselves and who we are through communicating with the world around us. We speak about what's on our mind, our ambitions, our goals, and the issues we have at hand. Verbal communication for us is a form of therapy because if we keep things bottled up, it usually causes issues later on. Now, I know the first one to complain to is our Lord, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I do that. First thing I wake up, whether it's before Fajr morning prayer or afterwards. And then when I just want to feel like a human and have someone out there who can relate to me, I take comfort in speaking to my friend. It's nice to have someone who will show me just by listening to me, no judgment calls, no advice needed, unless of course I ask for it. You know that feeling of being around your children all day long and that need for an adult face to interact with? That break you so need from the continuous random questions you've been asked and having to constantly remind the little people in your world, please stop fighting, sit when you're eating, don't forget to brush your teeth, and so on and so forth. Or when you've been working long hours next to a coworker you have nothing in common with? That need to speak about something else besides baby talk or disciplining a small toddler or even reminding your teen for the 10th time to finish up his schoolwork? That need for human conversation is so great at the end of the day. And when I look over at my husband for that, well, sometimes he can be a good listener, but it's usually because he's tuned me out 5 minutes ago. And when I ask him the question, he's totally clueless. Other times, all he wants to do is solve my problems. But I don't want a solution. I just want to be heard. Men don't think the same way as we do. And that's okay because it makes sense why we have girlfriends. We have to understand that when a man has an issue or a problem, he figures out the solution alone. If he can't think of a solution to his problem, he puts it on the back burner and deals with it another time. He doesn't stress over it all night long the way we do. You won't see him tossing and turning in bed and worrying about it. When we moms have something running around in our head, we need to get it out. Sometimes we need to hear ourselves say it out loud. There are times when you want good, reliable, honest advice. Besides being there for you when you need to be heard, a good friend can also be a great help. She understands you because she is probably going through similar feelings and emotions in her life. When you ask her, "Do you know what I mean?" she actually does. It's so wonderful to have someone who really understands you. When we have issues and troubles in our lives, it usually has to do with a relationship in our life that has gone sour. We all know that it is wrong to backbite and not a very nice thing to do. Our first form of action should be to complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask our Lord for guidance and help. We can also go to a reliable person to receive advice which we really need. We can always be careful when addressing the issue by not naming names when describing our struggles with people around us. A true friend will tell you to look at yourself first and see if you can make changes to ease the situation. We can always improve in many areas of our lives. The way I look at it, I don't have the power to change anyone around me. The only power that I possess is to change myself and the way I see things and react towards whatever comes my way. And maybe, just maybe, others around me will see that beauty and love and gravitate towards it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to see our faults as an opportunity to change for the better. A good friend feels close because I feel our souls are connected. Now, before you think I'm a little cuckoo, hear me out. Your sister from the same mom and dad can understand you and your issues sporadically throughout your life, but cannot fit the mold of a really great friend. I love my sisters dearly, but we have a past together, and because of our past, we tend to be judgmental and not give one another a chance to change and grow. Good friends will allow us to try new things and not stop us because of our past. They will support us in anything we want to achieve and don't know the handicap we may have had in the past. A true friend will help us to change and improve for the better. From a very young age, my sisters know me as someone who's a bit stubborn and gets her way. Right after my marriage, I moved a great distance away from my family, took on a different career, and began to raise my kids very differently, one of which was to homeschool them. But I decided to surround myself with a supportive group of really creative moms who have along the years become really great friends of mine. Now, if I were to have stayed close to home to my family, I would never have ventured to make such crazy drastic changes. Even if there was a chance that I did make these changes, I'm not sure if I would have lasted. So I'm so grateful every day for my amazing homeschooling mom friends. Many Muslim moms interact solely with friends who are related to them, which we will call relative friends here. For you, a relative friend can be any of the following: a sister, a mother, an aunt, a mother-in-law, or a sister-in-law. Since their life is surrounded with relatives, they don't see the need, nor do they make the effort to take the time to have friends outside of the family. I would be cautious of doing this. Do you want to know why? Because it's difficult to maintain peaceful harmony in your family when you are only interacting with women related to you. If your priority is to keep the peace, which is very honorable, being openly honest will not always work in a family situation. If you are unable to be honest with the women around you, then there will be very little growth on your part as a mother, a daughter, a wife, and a servant of God. If your relative friend is too honest and easily critical of you, then you may feel hopeless and not believe in changes and the very possibility of improving. A good friend has that balance to give you advice when needed and just lend an ear when it's not needed. Let's give ourselves the opportunity to change for the better with a good friend. A good friend knows where she fits in your life because she is understanding. Remember who you are and what your responsibilities are. I find that sitting peacefully, making dua, prayer, reflecting and asking God for guidance really helps me. When I prioritize my life and find a balance that works for my everyday craziness, I find myself categorizing my life in the following order. So I'm in the center and around me is my connection to my Lord. Around that circle is another circle, my connection to myself. Around that circle is a greater circle, my connection to my husband, then my connection to my children, then my connection with the outside world. I think you should try to make a list of your priorities as well and be the judge of what works for you. You can share this list with your friend and help her implement this idea in her life as well, and also understand where she stands with you. When we see things on a list or drawn out or in a picture, it can really iron out the confusion in our mind. This has given me a sense of peace and balance in my home. There will always be times when you and your friends will have emergencies and last-minute favors to ask from one another. Being a good, dependable friend means being there for one another, but emergencies don't happen often or all the time. So prioritizing your life is the key. The Blessed Prophet emphasized the importance of a balanced life and finding that middle path in everything we do. May we strive to follow in his blessed footsteps. A good friend is giving because she is generous. Sharing ideas from how to potty train your toddler to how to deal with an annoying teen are wonderful things to talk about with your friend. Having a hot cup of tea or hot chocolate together to de-stress and get ideas on how to prepare a quick meal is even better. Your friend is like a jewel who loves and cares about you. You feel a connection with her like no other. When I think about my good friends, how close we have become through the years, and how much we have helped one another improve and be a better person, I cannot help but feel a sense of deep connection. How exactly do I explain this? Well, there's this tree in Jannah, and everyone's name is written on one leaf. I say, my leaf is hanging right next to yours. My soul is very close to you, my sweet, dear friend. I tell her how much I care about her and thank her for helping me grow and change for a better person. She needs to hear it. It will give her a sense of importance in your life and a reason to strive to do even more. It will definitely warm her up inside. There are too many people feeling cold, alone, and distant in this world. So go on, say something nice to her. It's a sunnah too, which is an act that the Prophet, Blessed Prophet, had done that we need to follow. If you ever wish you could do more for your friend, then a gift here and there of what she really needs is a great idea. But what's more simply out of this world is your prayer for her, your dua. It is a gift you can give to her. She needs it. You need it. We all need it. Oh Allah, oh God, please surround us with sweet friends who will share happy days and silly moments and make those hard times seem just a little less tough. Help her remind us of being a little more gentle, a lot more giving, and to be softer in tone of voice. Let us remind one another to do that which is pleasing to you, O Allah. Let us share good memories, warm teas, sweet chocolates, and reminisce about it in our old age. This is Amina. I hope you have amazing friends out there, my mom friends. You guys are amazing and deserve to be surrounded with good people.
Thank you for joining me, Maliha Teaches, for Muslim Health Talk. We're on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, and so much more. All of our links can be found on Linktree Muslim Health Talk. Assalamu alaikum.